Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do, without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Good debate, good conversation. I'm not sure what's on the plate today. It'll all depend on where you take me and I take you. It's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way, providing a seamless mortgage experience. One of the things that chemotherapy brings to you, and I think it's one of the benefits, I believe it's like Spider-Man. I rarely, if ever, will get a cold. Until last week. On July 3rd, I start getting a sore throat, then full-blown cold comes in. And I'm thinking to myself, it is 95 degrees in Atlanta. I have not been sick of any kind, way, shape, or form since the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the week leading up to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 52. It's a year and a half ago. And I'm like, how do you get a cold when it's 95 degrees? You work in radio. And you work with people who come to work when they're sick and don't know how to do it. So my wife has mandated that when I've not been anywhere else outside of the house, I have been sleeping, resting, getting myself getting myself ready for this morning. And I appreciate you being here with me. It is 7-7. I consider that lucky. It is my 17th wedding anniversary today. And I know my bride is home sleeping, so I won't bother wishing her a happy anniversary. But I know it was one of the best days of my life, and I picked it purposely. If you listen to this show, you know that numbers are something I'm a little bit too obsessed with. And we had a choice of picking our wedding date, and I said, yeah, let's make it. And it was a Sunday, and it was 7-7 in Negril, Jamaica, and I can remember it like it was yesterday. So let's get started. The NBA blew up in the last few days. And when I say blew up, I mean blew up in a great way. So many exciting storylines, so many things that to grab your attention, so many different directions we can take this story today. So in the midst of talking about everything that's gone on in the past, like 72 hours, you're going to have to excuse me because there are so many things I have on a show sheet, and I know that one topic is going to lead me to either wander off of it, stick with it too long, or otherwise. So I'm going to try to get to everything I wanted to get out today. But I'm just looking at my sheet, and I'm saying, okay, there's around 20 different opinions that I wanted to expound on and share from what's gone on in the past sports week, especially around the NBA. But number one I want to get to is this. Is, could we please think for a second as we're formulating our opinions? I know that America loves or doesn't love. He's one of the most polarizing figures, and honestly, I don't understand why he's so polarizing, is LeBron James. And what a lot of people fail to realize is something that I'm not using 2020 hindsight. I'm telling you exactly what I told you last Sunday on this show as we were approaching NBA free agency. There was no way. The only thing that I would put in ink, write down in pen, was there was no way I thought Kawhi Leonard was going to be a Laker. That was the only scenario that I didn't see happening. Yet I kept hearing, it's looking more like the Lakers. Looking more like the Lakers. And if you remember when we started just a week ago, I said to you, the one thing I never saw happening was Kawhi Leonard being willing to go and be a co-star in a movie directed by LeBron James. He didn't need to be. So we heard all the buzz in the course of the week. Dominoes started falling in the beginning of the week, and then we were still waiting for Kawhi. And I had to fill in for DA on Thursday and Friday. And I reiterated it. Even when all the bullets were flying about the Lakers and Kawhi Leonard, I said, I just don't understand it. Why in the world would Kawhi Leonard choose to go be a co-star in LeBron James' story? And folks, let it be clear. LeBron James directs things with the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James was always going to call the shots. LeBron James was always going to make himself and guarantee that he was the center of attention. These were going to be LeBron's Lakers. And I never understood why Kawhi Leonard would want to go there. Why would he want to go to the circus that is going to be 24/7 coverage of the Lakers? I didn't understand it. Imagine you're trying to pull up your drawers getting out of the shower and you're bumping into Brian Windhorst as he's picking up LeBron's dry cleaning. You know, you run into him in the hallway and it's constantly busy. Why do you want to be under that scrutiny? Well, now Los Angeles has two teams that are going to be under that scrutiny. I heard they're moving the Sports Center desk from Connecticut to Los Angeles. They're going to just decide we're going to go 24/7 Lakers-Clippers coverage. I didn't see the Clippers coming. I thought that he would go back to Toronto. I never thought he would be a Laker. I didn't think he was going to go to the Clippers. So it seems like there was a lot of questions about what was going to go on, and some of those questions have been answered, and we'll find out more about why certain decisions were made in the course of the upcoming weeks. For Kawhi Leonard, you get a new home that is home. You get to go home, which is a great appeal to many people. The chance to go home. It's exciting. It gives you that feeling like there's maybe like some unfinished business you want to go home and take care of. I've had many people say to me, you've been in Atlanta for 25 years. Are you going to go home? I'm like, look, I've grown up here. Spent almost half my life here. Found my wife here. Became a dad here. So it's like there's pulls, there's draws to the hometown. For Kawhi Leonard, I think it was the perfect situation. And the way he orchestrated the move of Paul George to join him with the Clippers, it was brilliance, absolute brilliance. And in an era of everybody's yapping, I love the fact that Kawhi Leonard and his team played people. It may not seem something that's admirable or otherwise, but I love the fact that people were actually misleading media members, just dying to get the scoop. And that's where I'd like to go next. There are people like Brian Windhorst There are people like Woj with ESPN. There are insiders, people who report. And I believe Woj is a reporter, somebody who's digging, using sources, getting information. And then I think there's guys like Brian Windhorst, who I believe are mouthpieces, with all due respect. Personal mouthpieces for personal players and organizations in order to get a message out. Yeah, that's Woj. Woj is the real guy. Windhorst is the mouthpiece. Big difference. Personal media members I've never understood. Well, we're going to have a personal reporter for LeBron James. Oh, and just coincidentally, this person covered LeBron James in high school. So in other words, it's a valet. It's a personal media source. It's whatever message I want to get out, I'm going to use you. And you know what? You're going to be willing to give this person a platform. But here's a warning to my fellow media members. I watched people referencing Chris Carter from Fox Sports as a reporter on the Kawhi Leonard story. And it was comical at worst. It was reckless at best. Chris Carter, dying to have a scoop, dying to create relevancy for a television show that nobody's watching, comes up with the scoop. Well, sources close to Kawhi's family, it's going to be the Lakers. It's going to be the Lakers. That's where he's going, and that's where he's leaning. That's just... And guess what? Played again. Once again, let it be clear. My job is not a reporter. I am not a journalist when I sit behind this microphone. When you do a radio show, whether it's a radio show on TV or a radio show, you are not a reporter. You are an opinionator. You're paid to give your opinion. You're paid to react to the news of the day. Unfortunately, what's happened is everybody in their hand has 280 characters, and they believe that they are a reporter. And what they don't understand is that before Woj goes with something at ESPN regarding breaking news in the NBA or stuff that he's hearing, he's sourcing things. He's getting one source. Then he's cross-referencing that with another source. Then he's cross-referencing it with another, trying to connect dots to figure out where players are going to go, to figure out what potentially is going on regarding a story he's covering, mainly because Adrian understands what it is to be a reporter. Folks, I am not a reporter. You shouldn't take me as a source for breaking news. You shouldn't take an opinion I offer, or I shouldn't be offering you an opinion that masquerades as breaking news. But unfortunately, the lines have been completely blurred by Twitter and Instagram and everybody else, and that dying to be number one, that dying to be first, dying to be the person who got it right. I'm going to tell you about a horrendous opinion that I got wrong. like it's horrendous as we approach the halfway point of the baseball season. A horrendous opinion I got wrong. That's an opinion. You're going to get them wrong. To my fellow media members, own them, embrace them, live with them. It's okay. That's what we're paid to do. What we're not paid to do is be a reporter. You're not a reporter. You don't understand everything that's involved in it. And this past week has been an absolute circus show. Do not take Chris Carter, who, by the way, if you want to ask Chris Carter about NFL wide receivers, I am all ears. I am front and center. You want to ask Chris Carter an opinion on the NFL? I am front and center. You want to ask Chris Carter about his opinion in many sports? I'm front and center to listen to his opinion. He's an entertaining guy. What Chris Carter isn't is a reporter. So when Chris Carter says something, don't act like it's news. Don't act like he's reporting. He's giving an opinion. And when we do talk shows for a living, we don't need to outsource our opinions. We shouldn't outsource opinions. That's what your job is behind this microphone. You give your opinion. You can react to other people's opinions that might join you, like at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS, our toll-free line, brought to you by our friends at Geico. Go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. I can react to you. You can react to me. But please, we need to do a better job with this sports journalism thing. We aren't journalists. We're talk show hosts. Everybody, stop dying to break news. Because you know what? It looks stupid. It looks reckless. And if I was your bosses, I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed. If you go with your big scoop and I talk to people close to the situation, I have inside sources and here it is, and you were flat out played like that. To me, that's something. If I'm the boss, I'm having something to say about it.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Dirty Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.